Unlike alcohol, which was the only commonly available psychoactive substance in the old world until they arrived, sugar, nicotine, and caffeine had at least some stimulating properties, and so offered a very different experience, one that was more conducive to the labour of everyday life. These were the 18th century equivalent of uppers, writes the Scottish historian Niall Ferguson. The empire, it might be said, was built on a huge sugar, caffeine and nicotine rush, a rush nearly everyone could experience. Sugar, more than anything, seems to have made life worth living, as it still does for so many. Particularly those whose lives lack the kind of pleasures that relative wealth and daily hours of leisure might otherwise provide. Sugar was an ideal substance, said Mintz. It served to make a busy life seem less so. It eased, or seemed to ease, the changes back and forth from work to rest. It provided swifter sensations of fullness or satisfaction than complex carbohydrates did. It combined with many other foods. No wonder the rich and powerful liked it so much, and no wonder the poor learned to love it. What Oscar Wilde wrote about a cigarette in 1891 might also be said about sugar. It is the perfect pleasure. It is exquisite, and it leaves one unsatisfied. What more can one want? Children certainly respond to sugar instantaneously. Give babies a choice of sugar water or plain, wrote the British physician Frederick Slayer 300 years ago, and they will greedily suck down the one and make faces at the other. Nor will they be pleased with cow's milk unless that be blessed with a little sugar to bring it up to the sweetness of breast milk. One proposition commonly invoked to explain why the English would become the world's greatest sugar consumers and remain so through to the early 20th century, alongside the fact that the English had the world's productive network of sugar-producing colonies, is that they lacked any succulent native fruit, and so had little previous opportunity to accustom themselves to sweet things, as Mediterranean populations did. The sweet taste was more of a novelty to the English, and their first exposure to sugar occasioned a population-wide astonishment.